Peace, by All Nations Gospel Publishers. If you only knew today what is needed for peace. Luke 19 verse 42. When we look around and see the things that are happening in the world today, it is quite clear to us all that there is no peace in the world. Everywhere you hear of fighting, murder, wars and rumors of wars. It does not matter which newspaper you open, you will find there the terrible things that people are doing to each other because of sin, hatred and jealousy. The great men of the world have been trying for many years now to bring peace to the world, and none of them have ever yet succeeded. Not only is the world in this condition, but it is sad to say that many of our homes also do not have peace in them. Worst of all, though, is the fact that there is a very large number of people in the world today, who do not have peace in their own souls, and this is where the root of all the trouble lies. Why is there no peace? In the beginning God created the world as well as the grass, flowers, trees and all the animals that live under the water as well as those that live on the ground. God also created Adam, and even in this entire creation there was peace. Adam and Eve were not afraid of any of the animals, and the animals lived peacefully and happily together. The sheep could walk next to the lion and the lion would not harm it. Above all, there was peace between God and man, and God used to come in the cool of the evening and walk and talk with Adam and Eve. They had no fear in their hearts towards God and looked forward to His coming to visit them. Then Satan, who is the enemy of peace, entered into the snake and tempted Adam and Eve to sin, because where sin is, there is no peace. Satan, the father of lies, told them that they would not die even if they disobeyed God and took of the fruit which God had told them not to eat. Just as many people still, to this very day, listen to the voice of the devil, so Adam and Eve did what the devil tempted them to do and sinned against God. At that very moment, the peace they had enjoyed, left them. All the peace and beauty which God had created was now destroyed in one act of sinning, and fear entered the hearts of Adam and Eve. That evening when God came as usual to talk to them, they hid themselves and were afraid of God's presence. Sin came into the world through one man and his sin brought death with it, and even we who all live today have sinned and are far away from God's saving presence. Romans 5 verse 12 and 3 verse 23. One sin generally leads to another, and today the whole world is sick with sin, and this is why there is no peace on earth. God wanted to restore peace again to the world. God looked down from heaven and saw all the hatred, fear, sin and sadness, and in His great love He sent His Son to be born in a stable. Year after year at Christmas time, we are reminded of the words of the angel, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town your Savior was born, Christ the Lord." Suddenly a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom He is pleased." Luke 2 verse 10 to 14. Jesus was sent to this earth to shine from heaven on all those who live in the dark shadow of death, to guide our steps into the path of peace. Luke 1 verse 79. Ephesians 2 verse 14 also tells us that Christ Himself has brought us peace. God has sent the Prince of Peace to this world, and if the people of those days had only accepted the Prince of Peace, they could have lived in harmony once again. What did people do with that peace? Like Adam and Eve, the Jews and the other people of that time, preferred to disobey God and to follow Satan's advice. They rejected the prince, and when Pilate put Jesus and Barabbas before them, they shouted, "Away with Jesus! Give us Barabbas!" In other words, they were saying, "Take away the Prince of Peace and give us hate, wars, murders and sin." These people had their own free will and they could have chosen for themselves without being forced, but even so they chose Barabbas. The days in which we are living are exactly the same. God has given us a choice. We can have Jesus as our Savior and as our King, and He will bring peace into our lives. He says, "Peace is what I leave with you, it is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. Do not be worried and upset, do not be afraid." John 14 verse 27. The sins within our lives have taken us far away from God, and in our sinful state we have no peace in ourselves. But Jesus is always standing with outstretched arms waiting to receive us back, to restore us, to make us sons of God and to give us peace again. We are told in Romans 5 verse 1. Now that we have been put right with God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing in this world that can give us peace. Money, riches and fame cannot give it, drink cannot give it, and putting our names on a church roll cannot give it. There is only one way to receive peace for our souls, and that is to come to the Lord Jesus. Confess our sins to Him and turn away from them, and if we confess our sins to God, He will keep His promise and do what is right, He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all wrongdoing. 1 John 1 verse 9. The peace which Jesus gives is a peace far beyond human understanding, Philippians 4 verse 7. It cannot be explained by man, but we can experience it in our lives if we are willing to turn away from sin and sinful friends, and to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and to serve Him only. We may be able to live without peace, but we cannot afford to die without peace, for God's kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace. Romans 14 verse 17. Therefore, if we do not have the peace of God in our hearts when we die, we certainly will not be welcomed into His heaven of peace. If we have not accepted the Prince of Peace into our lives and we die in our sinful condition, then there is only one place for us, and that is the eternal fires of hell. You cannot afford to die in the condition in which you are now because you will be eternally lost, and the Word of God tells us that the smoke of the fire that torments them goes up forever and ever. It is an everlasting hell to which the sinner is going, and we have all sinned. There is no one who is righteous. Romans 3 verse 10. If you want to go to heaven, there is only one thing to do, and that is to make peace with God and have God's peace in your heart and let the peace that Christ gives you, guide you. Colossians 3 verse 15. At Christmas time we are reminded of Jesus coming to this world to bring peace. At Easter time we are reminded of how the people rejected Him and crucified Him. Dear friend, are you also going to be one of those who have rejected the Master, or are you going to open your life and let Him in? There is only one way of having God's peace in your heart, and that is by kneeling down before Him now, confessing to Him that you are a sinner, and asking Him to purify you and to make you His very own. No matter how good you think you are, you need to be saved. No matter how bad you may think yourself to be, He is willing to accept you and will not turn anyone away. If you have never yet experienced God's peace within your soul, then accept it now and you will have a great and glorious joy which words cannot express. 1 Peter 1 verse 8. At a certain gospel service an old man stood up and said, "I have lived during the reign of four kings. In the first we were always at war, and a terrible time it was. During the reign of the second we suffered a great famine, and we ate rats and grass and wood. During the third, our enemies defeated us and we became their servants. But during the reign of this third king we were visited by another king, a great king, a good king, a peaceful king, a king of love, Jesus the Lord from heaven. He has defeated the enemy, and He has conquered our hearts. That is why we now live in peace and plenty, and hope soon to live with Him in heaven." Dear friend, surrender your life now to Jesus. At this moment, stop on your downward road to hell, turn around and serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You may find that many of your friends will leave you, but remember that Jesus has said, "The peace that Christ gives must guide you in the decisions you make." Colossians 3 verse 15. Written by Amar Geschwind. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.